Ray Foley on Today FM.
I saw Beetlejuice, the second Beetlejuice. Actually, I'd love to have a conversation as well. It's too late now, of course, because I only ever watch these things like months and months later, and when they're on streaming, eventually I see them. But I'd love to have a conversation at some point. It's probably a podcast more than it is a show thing, about how filmmaking has changed. Because Beetlejuice, the second one, and because it was, what, 30 years longer, more, 40 years? Since, not 40 years, Jesus, what is it, late 80s to now. Jimmy, you do the maths on that.
High 30s.
That, and obviously we all remember Beetlejuice as being brilliant because we all saw it at the time. But then you watch it now and you're like, I don't know about this. Love Michael Keaton, love Tim Burton. But they've done, you know, for its time it was brilliant, not necessarily now with modern, in the context of everything that has been made since in the style of modern filmmaking. Then Beetlejuice, the sequel, made then within that context, was very good. I quite liked it. Because like I say, it was punchy, pacey, good special effects. There were too many characters, but that's more in the writing. But the style of making a film has changed. I'd love to know what the films over the last 35 years that were made to change film. I'm sure Marvel had a lot to do with it. And then audiences' expectations of what is a film that a cinema-going audience would expect. Another one, excuse me, making a sequel to Gladiator, a lot of people would have been kind of like, there's no need for that. There's no point in touching it. Our very own Paul Mescal, he's from out the road. I haven't seen it yet. JP went to see Gladiator 2. Audrey says, I went to see Gladiator 2 with a hubby and grown-up kids. We loved it. Senin says, Ray, Gladiator 2 was muck, overacted with terrible story. But isn't that what a Roman... go back to the first one. That's what you're going to get as well. The first one is overacted and sort of... over the top and...
but it's over the top and it's good and you buy into the characters.
Mescal was all right. Best thing in it was the opening credits. They were really good from Senin. Jay says, saw Gladiator yesterday. It's grand, but I've no desire to see it again, which is the litmus test. Maybe there's an age thing. Very few, very, very rarely would I ever go, I can't wait to watch that again. Because I'm like, I've seen it. The experience I'm going to get of setting eyes on it for the first time and experience for the first time, very, very few films would ever go, I want to see it again.
I've gone to see two or three films twice in the cinema. Gladiator 1, the original, I have seen at least twice, maybe three times, and I liked it. I did like it.
Jay says, I know where this is going. JP clearly didn't like it. Jay says, I saw Gladiator yesterday. It's grand. And Aaron, it's okay. Most of us and the reviewers are agreeing with you. Don't be afraid to say it. Aaron says it was diabolical. Jeez, this is mixed. Mixed. Go on then.
Right.
Now, bear in mind, he's from out the road.
I know he's from out the road.
His mother could be here in 20 minutes.
I feel like I'm going to have to hand back my Irish passport. I feel like I'm about to get cancelled. I wanted to like this film. I knew it was going to be big and dumb, but I was okay with that. The first one's kind of big and dumb, but it's actually great.
I'm big and dumb.
And you're great also. You're fantastic. My biggest problem with Gladiator 2, and I hate to say it, is Paul Mescal.
You shut your mouth.
I know.
How so? Why?
He's not right for the role.
Is he bad in it?
I like Paul Mescal. I've loved him in All of Us Strangers and God's Creatures. I thought he's great for those emotional, smaller roles, those realistic roles. He's not a leader of men. I wouldn't follow this man into coppers. Russell Crowe in the first one, you would follow into battle. He seemed older, and he was. I think he was about 7 or 8 years older than Paul Mescal is in this movie.
Yeah, Paul's only a young fella. Russell Crowe, he must have been older. Was he 40? He must have been older.
He was definitely in his late 30s anyway. Russell Crowe looked like he'd been in battle. The first time you see Paul Mescal in this movie is around the dramatic opening battle scene.
Right.
And you think, all right, how's this young kid going to get on? This lad from the Students' Union, how's he going to fare? And then it turns out he is a leader of men, that all these people in the fort are following him. I'm like, hang on a second, this is a young lad. And he has these daft lines to say that he tries to make sound really epic. And one of the lines that happens a few times...
But isn't that the film? The film is daft.
I know, but you have to be daft. You have to be able to deliver it. He says, I'll do the voice.
And is it that he's a young fella then?
It's partly that, but it almost feels like he doesn't believe that he's a big enough character to be the epic hero that this movie needs at its centre.
We're cancelling JP, guys.
I'm really sorry about this. I like Paul Mescal. I just don't like him in this movie.
Shauna loved it.
Yeah, she'll love anything. And Shauna's
from Kildare.
That's it.
That's what it is.
That's what it is.
Shauna's from Kildare. She's biased. Hang on, I'll call Shauna. I'll try her on the FaceTime, will I? Hang on, it's over there. Hang on 1 second.
Sure, she's like a fanboy from Mescal, is she?
Oh, it's ringing. She's going to kill you. She's going to gut you.
Look, I'm sorry.
She's going to gut you. Herself and Shauna and Paul Mescal's mother are in the car together on the way in. Hello, Shauna.
Hello.
Hi, it's Ray Foley here, your friend.
Ray Foley, hi, how are you?
We're talking about, JP was just slagging you off, saying that Egypt Shauna loved Gladiator 2. Do you love it?
I loved it. Absolutely was blown away by it.
Right. JP's thing is that Paul, like, while it's a good film and it's a big film, whatever, and he's a lighter form and he loves Paul and other things, he thinks that Paul is wrong for the role because he's not old enough. He doesn't have the stature, the gravitas, the age.
I think JP's reading too much into it, because I think you just have to take it for what it is. There is the guy, he's playing the role. Did you enjoy it? Yes. That's where I was at. I wasn't reading too deeply into anything. I was, you know, looking for something to keep me entertained, to thrill me. Was I thrilled? Yes. Was I entertained? Yes. Was I invested? Yes. So for me, that's all I was looking for. And I think people can get a bit cranky around sequels, in particular a sequel where the first movie is held in such high regard. And I think they're kind of picking holes in this.
No,
but
no.
If, JP, yeah, no, JP, no. I'm putting you into that category of cranky.
No, I'm not being cranky. I sound like I'm cranky. I loved Top Gun, right?
Yeah, you wouldn't be precious about that kind of thing. Like, you wouldn't be a movie buff or anything like that.
Me? No, yeah, particularly. No,
you wouldn't care. Yeah.
Top Gun is not a great work of art, but I loved it.
And Maverick, Top Gun, the second one.
No, but I'm saying I like the original, and then I loved Top Gun Maverick even more. Okay. And it's equally dumb as a movie. Paul Mescal, did you really love him in the role? Sean.
Yeah, I did. I thought he looked the part. I mean, look at those features. He was born to play that role. The side profile, his hair, his chin, everything looked to me like he was meant to be in that role. Now, am I biased as a Kildare woman? Maybe. But I spent the first half an hour going, oh, look at Paul. Look at him. He's from Maynooth. He is from down the road. Look at him there.
He's from down the road.
He's from down. I have gone to the same chipper as him, and he is there with Denzel Washington in a Ridley Scott film. Yeah. So yes, I did spend the first half an hour.
Can you park the pride, though? Can you park the pride?
I parked the pride, and I swear to God, I actually enjoyed it. I really, really did. I thought he was very good. Would I have liked to see more depth in his character? Absolutely.
Go on. I have to go. There is one final observation I'd like to make. I'd like you both to think about this.
Yeah.
Genuinely, there's no messing on this.
All right. Yeah. Is it the space monkeys from hell, Ray? It's not that, is it? That's my other problem. There's space monkeys from hell in this movie. I mean, come on.
I haven't watched it, so I have no idea what you're talking about.
What's your key takeaway, Jerry Springer?
My key takeaway on this is, it says more about you as a person than it does about Paul Mescal or Gladiator 2 or Ridley Scott or the sequel or the film at all. Or it says more about you, about your outlook, the way you approach life, both of you. The fact that Shauna went in, genuinely, the fact that Shauna went in expecting to have a good time. And you were not thinking that you were going to. You didn't go, yes, this is going to be good. I have to go. I'm over time.
Okay.
But look at, guys, we'll come back, we'll revisit
strength
this.
And honor.
And it is Ray Foley on Today FM.